Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Thursday, January 23rd. Cybercrime investigators searched an upstate home in a nationwide effort to track down suspects accused of stealing more than $200,000 from a Florida school board. Federal agents yesterday searched the Greenville home of a man who has been indicted in the scheme, as well as two other suspects in Michigan and Washington. Prosecutors say the crew used a website to trick a school board financial administrator, then used the information to obtain credit cards from a bank that does business with the Sumter County School Board in Florida. Moving on, incumbent Senator Lindsey Graham posted a record-breaking haul in the fourth quarter, raising $3.9 million in the last 3 months of 2019. That gives his campaign a total of $10.3 million tucked away in his bank. Democratic challenger Jamie Harrison raised $3.5 million during the same period and had a reported $4.5 million in the bank. State lawmakers don't appear ready to debate a bill that would ban nearly all abortions this session, but abortion opponents are pushing some other related restrictions. Today, a small group of Republican senators on a party-line vote approved a bill that would ban using the tissue from aborted fetuses in research, making it a felony to buy or sell the remains. The bill now heads to the full Senate Medical Affairs Committee. Democrats promise to fight this bill, too, if it gets to the Senate floor. Moving on, the State Department of Transportation is postponing rehabilitation work on the Wando River Bridge due to weather. The work was originally scheduled for this weekend, but has been pushed to next weekend. Now DOT says it will close the left lane of Interstate 526 westbound from January 31st until February 3rd. Students who live near a private university in the PD could receive at least 50% off their tuition to attend the school. The State News of Columbia reports the discount announced by Coker University would bring costs down near the price of public universities in the state. First-time students living in seven counties are eligible as long as they have a high school GPA of 3.0 and attend the school full-time. The school says it wants regional students to know that college is within financial reach. The full cost of annual tuition at the school is around $30,000. And Georgetown County Sheriff's Office says a deputy had to tase his own canine officer after the dog was distracted by a cow during a burglary call. The sheriff's office says deputies responded to a report of a burglary in progress on Driver's Lane in the Pleasant Hill community yesterday afternoon. The first deputy on scene secured the location with his canine and waited on additional officers to assist entering the residence when a cow nearby distracted the dog and he subsequently bit the cow. Reacting to the dog, the cow struck the deputy and property owner. Their injuries were determined to be minor. The original burglary call proved to be unfounded. That wraps up today's headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.